Thank you. It's an honor to be here this morning and talk to 4,000 police officers that help keep us all safe. It's my honor and privilege to serve you who serve us so well. Jay, thank you. I probably shouldn't say this to this group, but Jay McDonnell is the best FOP state president in the United States of America. So Ohio can clap for that, if not the rest of you. But thank you for that. Chuck, thank you for your – I worked a lot last year as – or 2 years ago, as Jay suggested, on issue 2 in Ohio, and when certain people in the legislature and the governor tried to take away collective bargaining rights. And the work that Chuck and Tom and so many of you did, but the leadership and Jim Pasco, the leadership and the vision and how people all over the country, FOP members, dug into their pockets in all 50 states. A lot of you came here, you spoke out. You organized in Ohio like nobody's business under the leadership of Jay, and it really, really made a difference. And when we won on collective bargaining in 2011, no one, it was the first time ever in the country, the only time when collective bargaining rights have actually been on a statewide ballot, and we won that by 22 points. And we won because so many people stepped up. Greetings, Secretary Napolitano, who has served this country so admirably in the last 4 years. We're grateful to her for four-plus years, almost 5 years now. I wish her well as she moves to the University of California and are so pleased with the work she has done to protect our borders. Also, Sheriff Neal, good to see you. Appreciate the work that you do. Chief Humphreys, thank you for joining us, too. This is my real voice. I talk this way. I don't smoke. I just talk this way. And there's a brief story about that. My wife and I were in a fairly small event in a room much smaller than this. About 300 people crowded in very close, no tables, no chairs, sort of everybody packed in. And I went up to the podium just for a second and spoke 2 or 3 minutes. And this guy standing next to my wife, whom she had never met before, turns to her and said, "I can't stand that guy's voice." And my wife said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, when he speaks, it's like fingernails in a blackboard. I can't stand to listen to that guy." My wife said, "I like his voice." And he said, "You like that guy's voice?" And she said, "Yeah, you know when I really like it?" He said, "When?" And she goes like this, and he leans in, she says, "I really like it when he wakes me up in the middle of the night and says, 'I love you, baby.'" So we know from what happened, the lesson we learned from 2011 in Ohio, where public sector unions and private sector unions came together, public employees, private unions, and so many others, people of faith, people that are activists, people that care about justice, came together. We also know that that's not the end of the assault on organized labor in this country. We know that in Indiana and Michigan, they made them right-to-work states. A lot of you come from right-to-work states. You know how much harder it is to win bargaining rights and to win the rights of protections for workers that are so important. They're coming after not just right-to-work. They'll come after prevailing wage, which affects, obviously, the trades. But the beauty in Ohio in 2011 that Chuck and Jay and others put together, and Kathy Harrell and Cincinnati, was how they built those coalitions to fight back. And that's really what all of this is about to me, that whether we're working on the Blue Alert legislation, where you've seen far too many of your colleagues, far too many of your comrades in arms, gunned down, sometimes killed, other times severely injured, people on the lam not being able to chase them down, the Blue Alert will make a big difference in helping us, helping you, helping us save lives, save police officers' lives, and save civilian lives. All that is so very, very important. But as we've seen this assault on collective bargaining rights, it's so important we fight back. And when I was thinking about driving down here, I left home about 5 o'clock this morning to get here. I live in northern Ohio. And I was thinking about a meeting that a group of us had, a little round table at a church in Columbus on State House Square back in the spring of 2011, when we were talking about what was happening to collective bargaining rights. And Mike Taylor, who does your legislative work in Columbus, FOP's legislative work, was there. And we went around the table, and each of the public employees there talked about what collective bargaining means. A teacher said, "You know, I don't just bargain for wages and benefits for my teachers. I also bargained for class size for my students. And Mike Taylor said, I don't just bargain for wages and benefits for my officers. I also bargain for safety vests and other kinds of public health, public safety for my officers and for the community. And that's the story that so many of them told so very, very well, which made such a difference. I'll close with a story. I was in this building about 5 years ago speaking at an AFL-CIO, Cincinnati AFL-CIO dinner, maybe 300 people in the room. There were a group of women sitting at the front table. It was a dinner, sitting around a table. These women, all middle-aged, probably half white, half black and Latino, and they had signed their first union contract. They were the Service Employees International Union, signed their first union contract. They were janitors, and this was Local 1 of the Custodians Union. These 1,200 workers had their first union contract with the Cincinnati Downtown Business Owners. And I sat down, and it was one chair at the table, and I looked around the table, started talking to him. I said, what does having a union, this first union contract, mean to you? And one woman said, I'm 51 years old. This is the first time in my life I will have ever had a paid one-week vacation. So when people talk to you about the importance of collective bargaining, the importance of trade unionism, the importance of public and private sector working together, that's the story as you are the story. And that's why it's a pleasure for me to serve you, and thank you for how you serve our country. Thank you.